evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to InfoWars. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex for just a little while. I'll be here for the first 5 minutes, and we're going to go to an extended report from Alex Jones here in this first hour. Probably open up the phone lines for your calls in the second hour, but there is a lot to talk about. We've got a whole weekend worth of news to go over. It is the 15th of February, 2026. I got literally hundreds of videos that I'd like to get to. We'll see exactly what we can get to, but there's been a lot of going on, a lot of goings on around the country and around the world. We'll be giving you an update as to the conflict with Iran. There's some updates there. There's some updates to our AI policy that I really want to get into as well. We also have an extended video. And I don't know, Alex is sending in reports, so we might not have time to play it, but I definitely want to play at least part of Congressman Tim Burchett talking about the satanic reports from the Jeffrey Epstein files. He calls them satanic and says they will shock the world as if they haven't already. We also have a couple videos to show you that have to do with the fact that far-left activists are taking kids out of school to have them go protest ICE. And this is flagrantly illegal, and I'm not sure how they're getting away with this, but it's finally come to parents' attentions that, yeah, they're being taken on, like, off-school campus to go participate in dangerous activities, and the parents aren't even being told about it. It's just completely insane. We also have some DEI news we'll get into. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has scuttled out of her hole, out of her fetid den, to grace us with a whole truckload of BS. Hillary Clinton blasts mass migration, boasts that Dems had much more deportations than Trump at Munich Security Conference. This is part of a pretty obvious strategy from the Democrats. Obama's engaged in it too, to try to seem moderate before the election. As we explained last week, this is their tactic. This is their plan. They are going to run very moderate seeming candidates, people that we'll make videos that just make them seem like the mom down the road that decided to get involved, or the lifelong, you know, soldier, the veteran that is going to take the country back from people that are robbing us. And then they just impose the most draconian, the most insanely communistic program you could ever imagine. Again, maybe we will have to go over what Abigail Spanberger did in her first week, because Virginia is where they're mainly focusing this attack, this psychological operation. But I mean, we've read it over and over on the War Room, and I'm not kidding. They passed like a dozen bills, and there's not a single one that you could even argue is a good thing. Like, it's crazy. Genuinely, the first like 10 bills, immediately as soon as they got this moderate Democrat, this reasonable, you know, it's not far left at all. Then they get in and it's just like, okay, rapists aren't going to go to jail anymore. All right. We're going to have to let out murderers on bail no matter what and for free. And it's just like 24 different laws that are all just madness. It's literally just like, we're going to let criminals out of prison. We're going to double your electricity cost. They just do it. The problem is, nobody reports on it. The mainstream media and the local news doesn't even report on the raft of insane programs that are being implemented. So they're going to run people that seem like moderates. Then they get in, they're going to govern like Chairman Mao. And then the mainstream media isn't even going to report on it or the negative consequences of it. So people will just go, oh yeah, we elected that moderate and she seems to be doing well. Meanwhile, they're like, why is my electricity bill three times as much as it was last month? Gee, I don't know. Why is the repeat murderer walking up to random women in line at Starbucks and shooting them in the head? I don't know. Maybe because you voted for the person that said that they would let him out. So again, this is going to be a terrible year. I mean, the midterms are just going to be awful. Republicans are going to get destroyed and Democrats are going to sweep because they realize that most of America is just tuned out and wants pablum. Big report by Alex Jones on the other side. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
News today.
It is Sunday, February 15th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for tuning in to this transmission at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country, and of course on X at Real Alex Jones, as well as Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. All right. Yesterday at about 8:30, I'm getting ready to go from my hotel here in Miami and drive over to a popular podcast. And all of a sudden my phone blows up and all these, you know, big credible sites and news groups and influencers are saying, oh my God, they just released all the rest of the Epstein files. Because, you know, they were holding back a large portion of them, but they were still redacting them. The names, the quote, you know, victims, the victimizers, it seems, mainly. And so I look at it, and I had been talking to folks about the White House last week, and Trump started to understand that this doesn't implicate him, as he always knew, so why not bring it forward, and that they were planning to get rid of all the redactions, period. Because we need to know, in these emails and other documents, who these victimizers are. It's cut and dry. Raping of children, Satanism, cannibalism. I mean, there's even more insane stuff that's been found that I'll get to here in a few minutes. It's you know, and a lot more over the evening tonight that Harrison's going to be going over. So I was very excited. This was just confirmation of what I was hearing. But I was like, wow, I thought they were just going to unredact the names, not automatically just release all these other files that they were processing through. Remember, it's 6 million, not 3 million. And so then I go do, you know, the podcast. And boom, I wake up this morning and people are like, hey, that's not the case. That's not what happened here. And so I went and checked it out and it's not. They just unredacted a whole bunch of the stuff and put out a letter, a document with people that are most prominently mentioned in the files using a computer program, similar to what the Economist magazine did a few days before. And of course, I'm in there dozens and dozens of times. It's all negative. I'm exposing Pizzagate and pedophilia, and then I'm a horrible person, and they need to get me. I saw the left pick that up and just show that I'm in the file, but not say why. But that's a side issue. I responded to that last night. So this is similar to when they had the influencer show, they gave them binders saying, this is all the Epstein files. We looked at it with the first to break. This is old. I mean, it's not as bad as that, but it's in that territory where, boom, you know, here it is. They've put it out. And it's 9 o'clock at night on Valentine's Day, and I go and report on it. And I wish that was the case. They have to release this. And, you know, Trump's been warming towards that. He's been talking about that. He thinks it's going to hurt innocent people. And he's talking about his friends getting embarrassed, like Ludnick. Well, there's no evidence of Ludnick raping kids. But Ludnick did lie. He did say that, you know, he only met Epstein once and thought he was super creepy, him and his wife, and basically ran away. Then years later, he's at the island with his kids. Who else knows what's going on? But we continue to focus on all of that. What we need to focus on is why there aren't prosecutions of the people that are clearly in here talking about raping little girls. And we're talking about young ones. They try to keep it at the 14-year-olds and just leave it at that. It's way worse, as I said 16, 17, 18 years ago, I was the first to say it's Satanism, it's the occult, because that's what happens in these circles. Satanism is always involved when you have organized groups doing this. I've been exposing this for over 30 years because the experts were alive then and were able to reveal the information to me, Ted Gunderson, John DeCamp, and so many others. So MTG did something when this first broke 2 weeks ago. She tweeted on X at Massey and said, listen, you need to search when you're able to get into Congress. Congress will go to the DOJ and see the unredacted files. Pizza, beef jerky, you know, things like that. Because then you can see the names of the men that are actually doing this. And still, here we are 2 weeks later, it's not happening. I'm not saying Massey's in on the cover-up. I'm not saying Massey's a bad guy. I'm saying you have all these Congress people now, Republican and Democrat, that can go in there and that can see the unredacted. And I say redacted, I mean unredacted all, but we need to know, we need to understand here that this is about going after people who have committed all these crimes. Yes, keep putting pressure on Trump to release more. Yes, expose all that. That's great. But we have all of these thousands of emails. I mean, there's new ones I'll get to coming up. We'll have the group pull them up on screen. It's all posted on my X feed there and at Infowars.com, where you have Woody Allen and him and all these emails and text messages talking about eating humans, how it's healthy, grinding up bones so that you get roughage, you know, so you get stuff to flush your guts out, like a salad. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Talking about people as fiber, their bones as fiber, made me think of the old Jack and the Beanstalk, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. I mean, this isn't a fairy tale. This is really happening. So the bottom of the rabbit hole is the Satanism and the genetic engineering and the blood transfusions and the taking the tissue out of the bone marrow of the babies and babies being produced at Zorro Ranch that, by the way, was never searched. Did you know that? 10,000 acres, giant facility. This is all coming out. This is very healthy that people aren't buying anything from the system. This is very healthy. What I've been talking about Trump is I don't know why, if he's not involved, we've never seen evidence of any of the crimes involved the cover-up. Because it's only hurting him. It's only hurting America. And the Democrats are just jumping for joy that they're so guilty. I mean, it's the Clintons and it's all the top Democrats and the Leonardo DiCaprio and the Hollywood people and Noam Chomsky and just on and on and on and on and on. Well, you got Steve Bannon in there and then that's basically it. And the Steve Bannon stuff is business stuff. And I'm trying to go through all these emails. Looks like he might have been sniping at Trump or having his own agenda. Well, that's not good. I'll talk to Steve soon. I'm going to call him, talk to him about this. But the point is everybody's talking on Steve Bannon and Lednick lying. Great, focus on that. But what about all these Harvard professors and the heads of major universities and, you know, MIT, where they're talking about rape videos of children and how great it is and how to train a baby better to suck on you know what? I mean, this is just unbelievable. And just yesterday and today, I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. These are FBI reports, too, where they confirm a witness's report and then later find photos in the Epstein files of a little girl. I don't want to describe it here. I posted it on X with her vagina torn open, bleeding everywhere, men forcing their arms into her. This is prepubescent. This is, you know, not in puberty. This is pedophilia. This is rape. This is Satanism. Cuts all over her body. And I guess she survived because she later, as an older person, told the FBI this. And this is everything Kathy O'Brien, who I've interviewed first, I first interviewed her like 30 years ago when she just came out with Transformation of America. And Gunderson confirmed the information in it. As a child, she was satanically abused by her dad in a local coven of witches. They then handed her off to Gerald Ford there in Michigan to a big satanic coven. Then she was put into MKUltra officially, and it's a declassified MKUltra they would use. Programming for sex slaves and sex operatives. And then that's in the new emails, sending sex slaves, sending operatives. You've got high-level Harvard officials saying, we sent in our agent. She did well in the, you know, in the operation. Now I'm punishing her and raping her and torturing her. And O'Brien talked about her book 30 years ago. It's been a longer than 30, like 31, 32. Transformation of America. And she talks about the plan was to normalize all this. So people keep asking, who's the new Epstein? Well, there's always been thousands of these guys per major country. He was just a kingpin high level. And there have been a lot of other ones, you know, in Europe that were just as big that have also, you know, all been suicided that worked with Epstein. And we've covered that in the UK, France, the Netherlands, you name it. It's even worse over there, if you can believe it. But Epstein is the drag queen story times. Epstein is the transgenderism, chopping children's genitals off and taking away parental consent and control in California, where 12-year-olds now have to make all their own medical decisions, fill out their own medical forms, and it's only a misdemeanor if you have sex with somebody 12 or over, 2 days in jail. They're externalizing the method. They're normalizing it. They're going from beta with Epstein and Bill Barr's dad and all the rest of it to mass scale takeover, mass scale conditioning. And so that's what's going on here. And I've been telling you this for 30 years. I was talking to the victims, to the experts. And so we've been totally vindicated in all of this. And I really wanted to, you know, believe Trump was doing the right thing. I really wanted to believe when I was hearing this was about to happen, at least the unredactions, that, oh, they unredacted everything and they released everything, because that's what the DOJ press release said. And everybody was reporting it. They did unredact a lot. They say the rest is going to come out because so much more is being discovered. I think there's a cover, but I don't think I know. And I told you back at the time, like 10, 11 months ago, when they did the deer in the headlight stuff, Patel and Bongino, I said, they were told to do that by Trump from my sources. And then people got mad at me because I was attacking Trump. Then it came out, it was Trump. Then I said, hey, let's give him time. As more of this comes out, we know it's a recycle of Jane Doe's and his wife's a prostitute, which wasn't true and all that. And it sure was that. So Trump's like, it's the new Russia and it'll hurt the country. And I told you that first. Now he officially says it'll hurt the country. Well, the country's already hurt. So if it crashes the stock market, so be it. Surprise, God hasn't blown the planet up. Okay. Just be done when the heavens fall. That's what the people want. But what MTG has said is right. Hey, you've got, you know, the DOJ slow rolling the stuff, but you already have so much that's out there. Focus on getting the rest out, but also focus equally on what we've got, because it is insane. Woody Allen should be indicted. All these people, they need to unredact all the other names. Imagine who the names are. And if it's a Republican, fry them. If it's Donald Trump, then that's it, folks. All I've been is persecuted for supporting Trump by the system. So that makes me think he must be good. And he's getting out of carbon taxes. It'll save billions of lives and secure the border and bring jobs back and cut energy costs by 45%. I mean, that's all great and ban men and women's sports. I mean, it's been great compared to Kamala, but it doesn't matter. I won't sit there and hold my nose while this cover-up goes on just because Trump is way better and a lesser of two evils. I don't believe in that. Now, if you don't have two emergency boats, and you're in a sinking ship, lifeboats, you know, I'll take the one we've got. But at the same time, that doesn't mean I'm not going to put pressure on him and call it out. But at the same time, while we are honest and good, unlike the Democrats and hold Trump's feet to the fire, we need to spend a lot of our time with the Democrats and their evil agenda and stopping it and not just make the whole focus about Trump to prove we're holier than thou. You see, we got to have a real balance there, and that's where we are. But, man, people got excited. And it is major unredactions. It is a big move, but it's not the total complete one the way they wrote it in the press release. And they continue to pull that crap. Like, oh, this is the full Epstein files. Well, actually, it's not. Well, this is the, oh, I got, you know, Epstein abusing hundreds of girls, and a lot of evil men are going to jail. Oh, actually, he wasn't. Actually, he had no co-conspirators. I mean, give us a break. We know this is coming from Susie Wiles, is my information. And Trump agrees with it. It'll bring down the country. Well, it's already bringing down the country. And it's all being hung around your neck, Trump, when you were the guy, as I first reported 10 years ago, Roger Stone, first dropped the dime. That's Michael Wolff, one of his super confidants. Well, the guys he talks to the most after Prince Andrew, you know, saying, yeah, how do we get Trump? Well, he never had a massage, never came over. That son of a bitch dropped a dime on me. So see, I mean, I'm like, Trump's not raping the kids, but he's not eating the babies. He's not draining the blood, but it doesn't matter because now you're covering for these people. It's unbelievable. Oh, there's so much more here. But at the end of the day, the new Epstein is the externalization of the Hollywood system that was contained, just like they trained for communism and globalism at the universities. Now that's spilling out into the rest of society. This is externalization of the method. This is their operation. This is them going big time against society. So again, Harrison will have all the details for you. Meanwhile, Hillary's been over in Germany at their Munich Security Conference being Mrs. Conservative. We got to secure the borders now. They know that people are waking up. They know they're in trouble, so now they're going to pretend like they're populist. That's not the case. A lot more will be broken down here tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a regular transmission. I want to thank you all for your support. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that tomorrow night at midnight is the last night to get 52% off on most of our best-selling products, like our Ultramethylene Blue, our Shilajit, our CMOS, and so much more. We have two different bundles where when you get all three together, 52% off. A lot of the products are 40% off. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. Really funds our operation. Plus, it's exciting to wear this stuff out in the public. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. It's really an adventure. So please support us. We cannot continue to expose the next pandemic, expose the next tyranny, expose the next war, expose the pedophile networks that we've trailblazed without your support. All of our success is your success here together. And that's the big thing we've gotten out of the Epstein files is the kids, the Satanism, that they're predators, that it's a rite of passage for them, but they're controlling the pandemics. They're controlling the crashing of the economy. They're creating the wars. They're attacking the families. They're pushing the transgenderism. They're undermining society. This is who they are. They're evil. And they're a club that makes sure you're evil before you can get into it. So this is the facts. This is what Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about in his books in the 70s, but said it was a good thing. It's what my dad told me, raising me how the world really worked. This is all known at academic and research criminology levels. But you have a coming of age now of the public as they begin to wake up to all of this. So again, thank you for watching the Sunday transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then Royce White's coming in from 6 to 8 p.m. Super smart. Did an amazing job as well. We'll all be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Brianna Morello knocking out of the park with the American Journal, myself at 11 a.m. Central, and then the great Harrison Smith with the War Room at 3 to 6 p.m. Central right here at Infowars.com/show and radio stations across the country, which is so important to support. Thank you so much, and God bless.
So that is Alex Jones, of course, filing a report on the road. He will be back in this chair tomorrow for his show at 11 a.m. I, of course, am Harrison Smith, host of The War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. However you find us, however you're joining us, whatever of our content you watch, thank you for being here and for sharing this content. As we are entering a very interesting phase of the information war, of the dueling psychological operations at play right now, because there is a danger of this being normalized. I keep talking about this being the two things we have to avoid, either going way overboard and just, and actually I kind of want to talk about that a little bit more, because that's clearly one of the angles that they're going with this, and I'll explain that. But the other thing that we have to really avoid from this Epstein release is that all this comes out and nothing happens. Now, things are going to happen. What needs to happen is that the lawful authorities need to step in and do their damn jobs so that nobody else has to. But short of that, there are groups of civilians deciding to go after these people that are in the list, protest them, demand that their organizations divest from companies that they're a part of. Whatever has to happen, this stuff being revealed cannot be the end of what we're talking about here. This is all the beginning of fixing our country by first identifying the problem. First, you have to diagnose the illness, and now it's time to apply the medicine. You don't just diagnose the illness and then go, well, you're going to die. No, no. Now you do the medicine, no matter how painful it is. Better than death, right? No matter how painful the, you know, cancer treatment is, you're going to submit yourself to it because the alternative is to die. So it may be kind of difficult, kind of painful to get justice for everything that we've seen from the Epstein files, but it's not an option. We have to. We absolutely have to. And some people are already, you know, experiencing this, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I've also noticed a big push to try to frame the Jeffrey Epstein debacle, the saga, the documents and everything, as some sort of symptom of the West. It's being used to demonize the West and America and basically saying, of course this is going to happen. Look how degenerate the West has become. And so this is actually going to be used to try to demonize and destroy Western civilization as if it's Western civilization that's at fault for this happening, rather than a betrayal of Western civilization, in the same way that the excesses and the abuses of capitalism are used to bring in communism by saying, well, that's just what capitalism is. No, it's an abuse. It's an abuse. It's taking advantage of. It's because we've gone so far away from the original intended purpose of these concepts that we've arrived in hell world where we live now. Now, one person that is not getting away with this is Marina Abramovich, famous spirit cooking demon. Spirit cooking performance artist Marina Abramovich lamented her need for security guards, claiming that the protection is needed due to Pizzagate rumors perpetuated by big bad Alex Jones. Let's go to clip number 16 here. This is avowed witch Marina Abramovich claiming she's a victim because she can no longer walk the streets safely. And can I just say I appreciate her going full witch mode. I mean, she straight up looks like she crawled out of Snow White or something. It's just also her hair is dyed super black. She should be gray. But so she's a witch, but she's a vain witch. Here's Marina Abramovich, the vain witch.
And you know, this problem is that I have started having bodyguards because I had the opera Seven Deaths of Maria Callas in Carré Theater in Amsterdam, and I lived there for 30 years. I had to be bodyguard every single day to go to theater and back because there was announcement, you know, the alarm that there will be people with weapons in the theater when I'm there.
Because of the Alex Jones stuff?
All of this, yeah. Then when I was leaving the last day of performance, there was enormous, beautiful made from fresh roses, the heart in the front of the theater. And I was thinking this was for me, finishing the work. And they said, no, this is a protest for the children, you just eat. Honestly, it's not fun at all. And I am just horrified by this. But
can a lady get a break? I mean, sure, she spends several decades performing mock ritual sacrifices and smearing blood and feces on the wall as they pretend to eat people. And suddenly everybody's got a problem with that, and suddenly everybody's treating her like she's weird or something. I mean, so sure that there's countless images of people playing the part of dead bodies as Marina the witch and all of her witch friends walk around and pretend to eat them. But you're supposed to think that's cool and like unique and like edgy and like, oh man, it's so different than the buttoned up, you know, tight-fisted sort of, Christian culture that America has. She's rebelling against it. Isn't that so cool? Isn't it so cool how she's so unlike those other artists? I mean, they just want to paint things that are beautiful and nice to look at. And here she comes with a goat skull and some children's blood and a ritual sacrifice where you cut yourself and then they're going to paint things in urine and feces. And it's like, it's so subversive and cool, right? But now it's not very cool anymore. Now everybody just sees this as what it is. Just a mental sickness, just an illness, just a seething kind of vicious hatefulness that comes out in the form of utterly detestable so-called art. So I'm glad people are aware of this. I'm glad that she feels the need to stay inside and not go walk around. I don't want anything to happen to her at all. I just want her to go away forever. Peacefully. I want her to peacefully go away forever, and she can do that, then we'll be good. We'll be copacetic. But if she insists on being here, being a horrible, demented witch, making awful art, and somehow getting into the inner circles of the most powerful people in our government through this satanic art, then I don't have any pity for you, and I think you're getting exactly what you deserve. So, it's better than we used to treat witches, I'll say that, although, you know, we may have to go back. We may have to go back. And, of course, she blames Alex Jones, because of course she does. Because Alex Jones called her out from the very beginning. That's why they launched the bankruptcy lawsuits against us. I mean, you know all of this. We'll be back on the other side with more. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex today. For the next hour and a half, we'll be going through the biggest stories of the day, and there are a lot of them. Unfortunately for us, it's not looking good on the political front, really in any way, but the Democrats are engaged in their operation to seem like the moderates, to get back in power, of course, to rule like complete unhinged psychopaths. As soon as they take that oath, it's all bets are off. We've seen this take place in places like Virginia. The moderate Democrat comes out with a slate of laws just about releasing criminals and lowering punishments and taking your money. And it's just like, what did you expect? But the thing is, you know, when they get in these positions of power, typically, ideally, under our Republican system, when they do things that cause massive amounts of pain and suffering and strife and bankruptcy amongst their population, that population would then vote that person out. However, what the Virginia Democrats are doing is basically redoing the entire map to make sure that they stay in power forever, getting rid of Republican congressional districts as well as getting rid of things like voter ID or anything else that would actually allow the people who should be voting for these people to actually have a say. Instead, they'll be overwhelmed by millions and millions of foreigners and no ability to verify whether or not they are allowed to vote in the election at all. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how badly the outcome of her policies are for the people that are subjected to them, because they're beneficial for a bunch of foreigners that she's bringing in who will continue to vote for her because she's promising to steal from the white people and give to them. It's really not complicated. It's just incredibly evil and underhanded. And no, I think evil is the right word. I think I hit the nail on the head on that one. So we gotta confront this and to not let them get away with this. But of course, and we have the other problem that vast amounts of America are completely disconnected, have no idea what's going on. And of course, the local media isn't going to be running packages that are saying, oh my God, look how terrible this woman is governing. They're going to celebrate everything she does, or they're just not going to cover it, and people are going to have no idea. Of course, the outcome of this is going to be felt eventually by everybody. You know, you may be wealthy enough that you don't feel it at first. You're able to move out of the cities where these policies are having detrimental effects. You may be able to shield yourself behind walls. I mean, that's the pattern this always goes in. I think maybe we need to do like a full-fledged, like, week-long study on South Africa, because it's just like, that's the plan. That's the blueprint. That's what they're doing to us. And of course, in South Africa, you basically have to have a castle. You have to have your house surrounded by walls. You have to have barbed wire on it. You have to have a sophisticated security system. You have to be armed. You have to have steel doors reinforcing your bedroom. If they breach the first layer, you got to have a secondary layer, because if you don't, and then they'll tie you down and pour boiling water over your head until you die. So, like, that's sort of where we're headed. And you can wall yourself off. You can retreat for a certain amount of time. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. And the consequences of this stuff are not minor. They're not just like, oh, I'm paying 50 cents more for my electricity bill. When it comes to money, you're paying like three times as much for your electricity bill. But when it comes to criminal justice, you're paying with your life for these mistakes, for these choices that you're making. And I got, you know, lots of examples of this. If you want to go to it, let's go to clip number two here. After all, it is the Winter Olympics right now, and a former Team USA figure skater, 28-year-old Gabrielle Linehan, was murdered in her car while waiting in line at Starbucks by a repeat offender who had been arrested many, 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 many times, dating all the way back to 1986. Here's a news report on yet another just vicious, heartbreaking tragedy, totally preventable by just the barest application of criminal justice. Let's watch.
Arresting an ex-convict with a lengthy criminal history suspected of shooting and killing a USA figure skating coach while she was waiting in a drive-thru.
Chandley Painter is here with the details. Hi, Chandley.
Yeah, hey, guys. So police say 28-year-old Gabrielle Sam Linehan was just sitting inside her car in a Starbucks drive-thru in St. Louis, Missouri, Tuesday morning when suddenly this man, Keith Lamont Brown, walked up to her vehicle, ordered her to raise her hands, and then shot and killed her. Brown then allegedly took her bank cards and driver's license before fleeing. The 58-year-old convicted felon, who has a criminal history dating back to 1986, was arrested the next day. Brown has now been charged with first-degree murder, 3 counts of first-degree robbery, 4 counts of armed criminal action, and 1 count of unlawful possession of a firearm. At the time of the shooting, Brown was also wanted for 2 other armed robberies that took place just days before Linehan's murder. In 2014, Linehan represented U.S. figure skating on a team that won a silver medal at the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships that year, and the Metro Edge Figure Skating Club, where Linehan taught, saying this in part, quote, that Coach Sam will be deeply missed. Guys, back to you.
What a tragic story.
Yeah,
it's a terrible story. And if they had caught him earlier.
No, if they'd kept him in jail, they had him. They kept him in jail. Or if, yeah, I guess if it, there wasn't just like rampant crime constantly throughout St. Louis, they probably could have prioritized something like a repeat armed robbery suspect making multiple armed robberies over the course of multiple, like several days. They would have been able to focus on that if they didn't have like a backlog of like 10,000 other crimes that were going unsolved, because this is going to get worse and worse and worse, and it's gonna affect you eventually. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's already affected us rather intensely here. Jamie White being murdered. It's a matter of time. So, I mean, you can ignore it for now. You can pretend this isn't happening for now. You can pretend that this problem is some sort of complicated set of, you know, interconnected traditions that it's probably redlining, if I had to guess. Is it redlining? Like, you can pretend like this is some sort of complicated, multi-factor societal thing, or you can just throw the criminals in prison and then you're safe. I mean, it's up to you. You can either pretend like this is something complicated that needs some new sort of program to figure out what to do, or you can just arrest the criminals and throw them in prison. So it's, you know, one of these two things. It really is sad. It really is sad what's happening to our country. And we got to start fighting back. Like, the only thing to say is we got to start fighting back at every level, on every front. And the right wing often expects other people to do this. I hate to say. If you're listening to my voice right now, you might kind of be part of the problem. But probably not, because you're an info warrior. So you at least are tuned in and aware of what's going on. And of course, the InfoWars message has always been activism, to go out on the street, that it's your will that's going to shape the world. If you decide to enforce it, if you decide to impose it on the world, we'll win. But you can't just sit back and allow this to happen. And we need, like, everybody on every front doing this. I don't know what we can do to encourage it, but we got to do something. We got to do something. And really, it's about the situation picking the person. Not everybody can go out and do everything. I spend a lot of my time every single day, you know, trying to argue against these people and fighting them with everything I've got. But I also go out of my way to make sure my kids aren't subjected to this sort of stuff. So it's got to be you. You understand? If it's your kid that's being taken out of school to go protest ICE, you have now been chosen. You are now responsible for fighting back against this. It's not your fault, except that you let your kid go to public school, but it's not your fault. It's, you know, you don't have to volunteer. You didn't volunteer. You have been chosen. You have been selected. And what we need is everybody subjected to this, not taking it lying down, and treating it with the intensity it deserves. We showed a video last Friday, of one parent outraged at this and talking about filing lawsuits. We need a lot of these. We need a lot of these. Schools aren't asking parents, and they're taking kids out of school and taking them off campus to dangerous situations, and the parents have no idea. And then they're lying about it and covering up their activity in it. I'm just going to say something very, very simple and clear right now. It is illegal to take kids out of school if you're not their parent. It is actually kidnapping. And if it's the teachers doing it, then the whole school gets in trouble. It is, you're not allowed to. Like, I'm saying this so intensely because I shouldn't even have to say it. I shouldn't even have to say this. Yeah, we'll go to this video here. This is one of the hundreds or thousands of schools in America letting their kids go out and protest and actually riot and, like, attack people during school hours without getting permission from the parents. I know it hasn't changed that much. When I was a kid, if they wanted to take you to the children's museum, you had to take a form home to your parents to make sure they were okay with it. They're not doing that here. So if a parent goes to a school to pick up their kid and their kid is just not on campus because the teachers have taken them somewhere, that's literally kidnapping. So every parent, it's not enough to complain about it. It's not enough to wag your finger at them and say, you should be ashamed of yourself. They're not ashamed of themselves. They need to be held to account by outside forces, which is you. And I'm telling you, I wish they would do it to me. I wish somebody would do something like this to me so I could have a lawsuit on my hands. Until that happens, it's got to be up to you. It's, you have been chosen. If your kid has been taken out of school, it is now incumbent on you, and we all now rely on you taking that next step and suing them into oblivion, or agitating with your local politicians until they're arrested for kidnapping. We have to treat this as seriously as that. All right, so let's go to that video. This is actually the principal of the school. He refuses to acknowledge it, refuses to say who he is. But the principal of a middle school is standing there watching his middle school kids riot against ICE during school hours. Let's watch.
What's that? Are you involved with this protest at all?
Those are my students.
I'm sorry, so are you a teacher? Do you teach here?
I prefer not to engage.
That's okay. You're on the public sidewalk. Are you working right now?
Am I working right now?
Yeah.
Sure am.
What's your name? I'm asking you what your name. You're on the public sidewalk. You're working. And these are your students. What is your name? Have these students notified their parents?
What's that?
Have these parents notified their parents that they're out here protesting on a sidewalk?
Sorry?
Have these
parents... I can't hear you over the protest.
Have these parents been notified that their students are protesting?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Have these parents been notified that their children are protesting on the public sidewalk during school day?
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Have you notified the parents that these children...
Stay on the side...
Have you notified the parents that these children are protesting during the school day? Were school resources used to make these signs?
Your hate makes us stronger! 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 Your hate makes us stronger!
Now students are surrounding the person filming. And are yelling at them.
Yes, they have. Did your parents give you permission?
Back up! Brown and proud!
Brown and proud!
Brown and proud.
Liberal!
Did your parents give you permission to be
here? Yeah, my dad gave me permission and my mom!
Okay, what's your mother's name? What's your mother's name? Did your parents give you permission to be here? Did you ask the parents? Did you ask their parents if they could protest here? Were your parents notified if you were protesting?
Don't talk to them.
Your hate makes us stronger. 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 Your hate makes us stronger.
So, yeah, literal spastic children physically attacking somebody filming them while the principal stands by as this is all encouraged and funded by the school that lets the kids take. And by the way, like, you know, kids like can't read anymore. Right? Like, you know, like every school is failing. This is what they're teaching the kids. But of course, like 90% of these kids aren't even American. They're literal foreigners that have been brought over and then weaponized against the natives. Like, why are we allowing this? Why are we putting up with this? Why is this being treated as okay, let alone like celebrated? It's genuinely insane. But this is, you know why it happens, right? Like, you know why the world is like this. You know why we have not only high schools in America funded by American taxpayers that are 90% foreigners, and you know why they're training them to be leftist agitators and then actually during school hours sending them onto the street to be leftist agitators, right? You get how we got to this point is that the left agitated for it, is that the left organized and used pressure to get what they want. And the way that you get what you want is you make other people bend to your will. That's what the left has done, and now it's just accepted. It doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. It's because somehow the right wing in this country has been so demoralized and made to feel so helpless that we don't even fight. We just give up and walk away. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with callers and everybody where it's like, no, we need to fight for these schools. People going, why are you going to public school? Take your kid out. It's like, so what? These people can take over so that my kid can be raised in a world surrounded by these animals? Are you kidding me? We have to fight for this. This principal needs to be like in jail, or he needs to be constantly brought up at every school board meeting every single day. You need to stop all other proceedings until this principal can be called in, held to account and then fired for looking like that? Why does he look like that? Where is his chin? The man should have a chin if he's a human being. Where is it? Goatee's not fooling me, son. Where's the chin? You can tell a lot. The whole don't read a book by its cover thing, I mean, that's a lie. That's basically a lie. But this is how crazy it gets. All over the country, you have this. You have literal leftist agitation being done by children, by little children, with their teachers, their caretakers during school, their educators, standing by and encouraging them to, like, attack people. You saw that woman literally hit by a kid as he, like, stumbles into the street. And then the teacher's behind him, like, covering his face so he doesn't get filmed. So you have thousands of these. Meanwhile, you have leftists calling child protective services on parents, conservative parents, because their kids want to participate in a TPUSA club. And they're so, like, delusional. They actually think they're on the right side of history. This wasn't just discovered, you know, by right-wing investigators. They brag about this. This woman is bragging about attempting to have children taken away from their parents legally because they want to join a TPUSA club in school. So let's go to clip one here. Liberal woman in Maryland, her name is Nancy Krause. She's facing mass calls to be charged after she weaponizes CPS against children having a TPUSA club. Let's watch.
A report was made to Child Protective Services. All of this was provided in December of 2025. Turning Point USA hosted an event marketed to high school students with food and beverages advertised as an incentive for attendance. While community building opportunities for students are important, this event raises serious concerns related to student safety, parental rights, and governance oversight. Event materials indicated that adults, including parents and legal guardians, were not permitted to attend and that supervision would be provided by unnamed volunteers. Excluding parents and guardians from a student-focused event creates a lack of transparency and undermines established best practices for youth safety. School-affiliated or school-adjacent activities should adhere to clear supervision standards, background check requirements, and defined accountability structures. I am also concerned about a potential conflict of interest involving Board of Education members serving as guest speakers at this event. Board members are entrusted with fiduciary and ethical responsibilities and participation in events targeting students, particularly when parental access is restricted, warrants careful review to ensure compliance with district policies, ethics guidelines, and public trust obligations. Students are widely recognized as vulnerable population. They are in critical developmental stages and especially susceptible to influence. For this reason, safeguarding measures, parental involvement, and transparency are essential. All Board of Education members in this room are mandated reporters under state law, as I am. Based on the circumstances surrounding this event, a report was made to Child Protective Services. All of this was provided along with...
Thank you for your comments.
She provided a report to CPS, Child Protective Services, to try to get, I don't know, parents imprisoned, get their kids taken away from them, cause trauma to parents because the students wanted to make a TPUSA club. And I just, you know... I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but it's like every video reveals further the depths of it's like beyond dishonesty. I don't even know what to call it at this point, but you saw it with the principal, right? Where he's just pretending not to hear the lady and she's yelling in his ear from a foot away. And he's just like, what? And it's like, and it confuses the conservative. Because it's so childish. It's like such a bizarre, inhuman way to act. We don't even know how to, like, she keeps repeating herself as if the guy can't hear. He can hear you, lady. He can hear you. He's mocking you. He's like flaunting that you have no power over him. When you're like, are school resources being used for this? And he's just like, what? I can't hear you. He's not a human being, I think is what I'm saying. Same with this lady. The fact that they try to, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do about it. It's so deeply hateful and evil. It's like actually kind of scary that there's this little old lady who's like, I'm just worried. I'm just worried that they're using, treats and food to convince kids to come. And there's no parental supervision. This is really dangerous. It's like, just, I would genuinely rather they're just like the spiteful little monsters that they really are. This whole like, cause it's not believable. It's not, it's nothing. It's just like this play acting when everybody knows what they're really doing. When they're sitting there like, I'm really worried about these kids in this TPUSA club. You know, maybe this is abuse. Maybe this is a form of abuse. It's just like, you rotten bitch. Like, how dare you try to frame your obviously just hateful bigotry as some sort of positive because you care about the children. Like, does anybody else just get the, start seeing red? All you can see is red and you want to say things on the radio that you're not allowed to. Anybody ever get that feeling? No actions have been taken against this Krauss woman. We have her number up there for, the sheriff in the area. Is it legal to call CPS on people because you don't like them? Is that something that you're just allowed to do? You're allowed to start, like, if you've ever known anybody that's been contacted by CPS, it's like the most terrifying thing ever. And it can happen for innocent reasons, right? Some kid's, being an idiot and drops a brick on their own head, and the teacher at school is like, I think they're being beaten or something. Well, whatever it is, it can happen, and it's terrifying, because if you don't handle it perfectly, you lose your children. They take your children away and legally prevent you from seeing them anymore. It's horrifying, and it would make any parent just go, whatever, do whatever you need to do, I'll do it. Whatever you need to, like, just clear me of these charges, whatever it needs to be. My kid's not having a TPUSA thing? Fine. Fine. We'll not do the TPUSA thing if that's what you want. It is so, again, just inhuman to use these types of pressures on normal people that just want their kid to have the same ideas they grew up with. And like, we can't continue like this. Something's got to massively change. And the only thing that's going to change is when Americans stand up to this. That's got to be the change. These people are not going to change. They're only going to get worse. The only way out of this, the only possible change that can be made, is that we stop letting them get away with it. It needs to be us taking action. There's nothing short of that that's going to fix anything.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show, second hour of two. Of course, Sunday Night Live continues after this, and we will continue to broadcast as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Trying to think about where to go from here. I think maybe we'll go to old Hillary Clinton. We got a couple stories from Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton blasts mass deportations, boasts that Democrats had much more deportations than Trump at Munich Security Conference. You also have Hillary Clinton called out and obliterated for having Trump derangement syndrome in a heated exchange over transgenderism and wokeness with a pro-Trump Czech representative. Let's go to that video. Clip number 9. Here's Hillary Clinton. There's a lot to talk about this. She was in charge of like the women's rights panel, and the first person she had speak is the transgender congressman slash woman. She's not even really a woman. We'll get into that. But first, let's go to clip number 9. This is Hillary Clinton being completely destroyed by a Czech guy. Let's watch.
Well, first, I think you really don't like him.
You know, that is absolutely true. But I really, not only do I not like him, I don't like him because of what he's doing to the United States and the world. And I think you should take a hard look at it if you think that there is something good that will come out of it.
What I think Trump is doing in America, I think it is reaction for something that, for some policies that really went too far. Too far from the regular people.
Too
far from reality. So, you know, we saw the cancel culture. We saw the woke revolution. I don't agree with the gender revolution, the climate alarmism.
Which gender? Women having their rights?
Peter, go on.
I think there are two genders, so, but some of us think that there is more than one or more than two, sorry, more than two gender. I think there is male and female, and the rest probably is a social construct. So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front lines dying to save their freedom and their two genders? Okay. If that's what you're worried about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that it makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for that.
Make me nervous.
Oof. Pretty pathetic, honestly. That was just pathetic. But typical. Pathetic, but typical, right? What he's expressing, again, calmly, in a very normal way, is obvious to everybody. Everybody acknowledges this, right? Even Hillary Clinton acknowledges this in other statements she's made. But God forbid that she have a reasonable reaction to an obviously reasonable comment. And I think she kind of realizes she made a mistake. He's like, you know, these policies went too far. She's like what? He's like, she's like, well, like rights for women? It's like, no, obviously not rights for women, you dumbass. You empty sack of potatoes. What the hell are you talking about? How about you're chopping children's genitals off because you made them mentally ill by programming transgenderism into their cartoons, you freaking idiot? I don't know. What about the race to the bottom, diversity ad nauseum, that made you think it was a good idea to get rid of grades? Maybe that's a terrible idea. What about the fact that DEI in things like hospitals and airlines is causing a massive uptick in accidents in those two life and death industries? And I can show you the reports on that, too. We'll get to that in just a second. It's obvious what's going on here. They cannot keep the lid on the truth forever, and it's coming out whether they like it or not. They're trying to manage this outbreak of truth, and they're completely failing on it. And even the left-wing organizations now are trying to like backtrack from their insanity over the last decade. I'm here to tell you, we're not going to let you. You people have shown who you are. The damage that you've already done is irreparable. you're not going to be able to do anymore because we're going to stop you because we know who you are now. I'll get to that on the other side, where everybody's trying to reverse and act like they're seeing the light. We're not going to let them get away with it. Story at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I don't know what it is about Hillary Clinton. I think it's just because she's so uncharismatic. Like, she's like a charisma black hole. She's like a vacuum, an absence, a complete absence of charisma. So it just kind of hits different when she tries to play the same psyop games that everybody else does because she's just not as good at it. I don't know what it is exactly. But there's just something so deeply dishonest. And really what infuriates me about it is knowing that people are going to fall for it and that people genuinely think that, like, she made a good point right there. I don't know. It's just very depressing seeing these, like, obviously ridiculous rhetorical tricks succeed somehow. So, like, the Czech guy is like, well, you people went insane. And so Trump is a reaction to that, obviously. Went insane in like a thousand million different ways. And her response to that is like, so that means it's okay to abandon Ukraine? It's like, no, Ukraine is one of the things that you absolute psychopaths went way too far on, refused to acknowledge, and have actually killed a million people doing. You just absolute monsters. I really can't get across what utterly despicable people these all are. And like, it's not even, I don't get it, man. I don't get how any of these people show their faces in public and how the vast majority of the world isn't woken up by now. Ukraine? You're talking about Ukraine? Does anybody still think Ukraine is something that should be even going on still? How many stories over the past 2 months? $100 million stolen by Zelensky's right-hand man and he flees to Israel. They're talking about bringing in like 12 million Africans to replace all of the men that have died or fled the country. There's still videos of press gangs going around, finding random middle-aged men, grabbing them, bodily throwing them into a van so they can go die on some frozen field for the sake of NATO. Who still thinks this is a good idea? What could possibly be a positive outcome from this at all? And how are you still persisting that Ukraine could win somehow when you have been losing for the last 2 years relentlessly? I cannot tell you the last time Ukraine actually did anything successful militarily against Russia. Like, I guess last year they got off a couple terrorist attacks where they, you know, got a drone into Moscow to blow up some civilians. They did the whole, like, taking out a bunch of old, you know, whatever the Russian version of the B-2 bombers are, as if that's going to be a nuclear deterrent or something. It's absurd. And the latest, by the way, is that in the month of February, not even over yet, we're halfway through February, Russia's already seized a dozen Ukrainian villages this month. This month. The longer the Ukraine war goes on, the more of Ukraine they take. The longer it goes on, the more Ukrainians die in an utterly pointless conflict that was pointless before it even began, but has been beyond pointless for the last year at least, just feeding meat into the meat grinder so that Hillary Clinton's friends can make money off the weapons. It's beyond time for a revolution. It is beyond time for these people to no longer be in charge. It's the only way I can really put it. And they're not stopping and they're not slowing down and they don't seem to be taking any of the backlash as they should. And this is, again, the frustrating part, is seeing so many people acting like if we just explain it the right way, they'll understand. If we just let them know how this makes us feel, then they'll feel pity for us because they talk about their empathy all the time. If there's one thing that, like, the Jeffrey Epstein release and, like, the war with Iran, like, it doesn't matter. The only thing these people fear is, like, physical attack because they have all of the systems of control in their hands already. And so at this point, they're just, like, rubbing it in our faces. The Kremlin on Sunday issued an important battlefield update with a Russian army chief, Valery Gerasimov, having newly declared that a dozen more eastern villages were seized in February. In two weeks of February, despite severe winter conditions, combined forces and military units of the Joint Task Force liberated 12 settlements, Gerasimov said during a visit with Russian troops operating inside Ukraine. Gerasimov said Russian forces are, quote, expanding a security zone along borders northeastern Sumy and Kharkiv regions where Moscow holds limited footholds. He added that he would confer with senior officers on further actions in the Dnipropetrovsk region, signaling potential expansion of operations beyond currently claimed territories. So, and they want to keep that going. I didn't even pull it in because I got so many videos, but like even today there were videos of press gangs in Ukraine kidnapping middle-aged men to send them to this battlefield. I'm telling you, it's just, and like they're basically doing it again with Iran. So now the latest, Pentagon gaming out, quote, sustained weeks-long military campaign against Iran, which could open Pandora's box. But why though? But for what point and to what end? They aren't even trying to justify it anymore. They're literally just saying this is for Israel. I mean, they can't justify it. There is no justification for our animosity towards Iran. There just isn't. It's entirely and 100% for the sake of Israel, and they're not even hiding that anymore. Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons. They can't threaten us with one. Their ballistic missiles can't reach us. They're only a danger to Israel. And so we're supposed to now engage in a sustained, quote, weeks-long conflict. Do we need to go back in time? Do we need to go look at the statements made in 2003 about how Iraq would be max 2 months operation? 2 months, then we go home and they celebrate us as liberators. So like it should really be worrying you, because they always say the battle is going to be short. They always say it's going to be easy. They always say, you know, it's just a matter of months, a matter of weeks. I mean, they were saying that about Ukraine, and that was 4 years ago at this point. And so the fact that they're not even trying to downplay it, but are actually putting out things going, yeah, this is going to be a sustained long-term kind of operation, that means it's World War III. And you got to wonder at what point Iran isn't just going to do something. I don't understand Iran's tactics, honestly. I would have done something a long time ago. They are the most patient people in the world, as far as I'm concerned. The Pentagon is preparing for a sustained weeks-long military campaign against Iran if President Trump gives the green light, according to fresh reporting from Reuters, which cites two U.S. officials. The scenario under review envisions a far broader conflict than last year's 12-day war and when U.S. and Israel launched strikes on the Islamic Republic. But some who better remember the recent Iraq and Afghanistan war say it won't just be weeks, but a major Iran action has the likelihood of becoming a much lengthier and bloodier than the envisioned quagmire. Guys, we're just going to get into this quagmire for a little bit. Guys, we're just going to dip our toe in the quagmire, okay? I know the quagmire is 10,000 miles away and can't possibly hurt us unless we actually go over there and dive headfirst into the quagmire. We're going to do that on the assumption that we'll be able to pull ourselves out in like a couple weeks, maybe, something like that. I don't know what to say about it anymore because they aren't even trying to convince the American people that this is at all a benefit for us in any way. There's no 9/11 to, you know, get all that patriotic fervor going. There's no sustained propaganda campaign to convince us that they're on the cusp of a nuclear weapon and we have to go now. All these things are lies, obviously, but they work to a certain degree. They're not even trying that anymore. They're not even trying it. They're just changing what they're demanding of Iran, constantly demanding more and more things that Iran just cannot agree to, like giving up their ballistic missile program. Okay. No, like obviously that's not going to happen. And so America goes, here's some untenable, unreasonable, frankly impossible demands for you to meet, given to us, by the way, directly from Israel, in Israel's words. We are just the messenger boy. Here are Israel's demands that are impossible to achieve. And if you don't agree to them, then America will attack you. And they're not even pretending that this is for the benefit of America, even a little bit. It's entirely for the benefit of Israel, which, as far as I'm concerned, deserves to be wiped off the map utterly. And people think I'm like crazy for saying that. I didn't even go out of my way today. I literally just like find stuff that like randomly appears. And just daily, there is a collection of stories. Daily, there are a collection of stories. There are just infinite headlines that just, you can never get to the bottom of the evil that Israel represents. I mean, I could spend every single day, all day, every show. I mean, Israel's, they bombed Lebanon to smithereens last night. The West Bank is basically completely eradicated as the settlers just move it at turbo speed. Just being the hell. I mean, do you want to see videos of Palestinian people being dragged behind trucks? I've got those. Do you want to see videos of Israelis breaking into, like barns and literally breaking lambs' legs for no reason? Like, I've got videos of that too. It's beyond insane. I feel like people think I'm crazy for being like, no, Israel is evil, but it's like an infinite font of the most horrific stuff you've ever heard. And then if you talk about it, you get punished by American society. It's crazy. And like very worrying. Okay. Like here's one. San Diego special ed teacher fired for anti-Semitic rant. An unhinged San Diego special education teacher was fired after posting a video on February 3rd in which she claimed that Israel, quote, steals livers and kidneys and eyeballs following pressure from members of the local Jewish community. Like, this is what I mean. I've always said the right wing, what we're missing is Jewish mom energy. Jewish mom energy basically is what got us to this point. Is like, this school will see no rest until this teacher is fired. And there will be no debating. There will be no coming to an agreement. It is this person said something we don't like. Therefore, we will make your life living hell, her life living hell, the lives of everybody around her living hell until we get what we want. And that's her being fired as an example of what happens to people that speak out against us. That's the type of energy that we need because we in America are facing actual genuine blood libels, call for our eradication. They're radicalizing our children against us. It's actually serious what's facing us. What's happening here in this story is that a teacher told the truth and is being punished for it. Is that a teacher related what has been published in multiple mainstream accounts. From ABC News, Israel took organs of dead without permission. December 21st, 2009. Israel admits it routinely harvested organs without telling families. A senior Israeli scientist has admitted that in the 1990s, Israel routinely harvested organs from dead bodies without telling the family. What did they harvest? Livers, kidneys, and eyeballs, just like the teacher said. It's like, do you see the difference? that this person says something absolutely verifiably true and gets fired for it. Meanwhile, our kids are being taught relentless cascades of lies, and the average American is just like, well, things are different these days. You know, wasn't like that when I was growing up. Where is the fire? Where is the spirit? Where is the fight? I don't get it. These people have fight, and it's like not even good. It's like, no, this teacher's just telling the truth about what this sick little country gets up to, and they get fired. They get their life destroyed. I'm sure, you know, doubt she'll ever get a job again. I bet, you know, maybe she'll be homeless. Maybe she'll get some, like, minimum wage job at a fast food place or something. Her life will be destroyed because she told the truth, because she read a mainstream media article that these people, that the local Jewish community didn't appreciate. You want another one? Doctor admits Israeli pathologist harvest organs without consent. Israel has admitted pathologists harvest organs from dead Palestinians and others without the consent of their families, a practice it said ended in the 1990s. It emerged at the weekend. The admission by the former head of the country's forensic institute followed a furious row prompted by a Swedish newspaper reporting that Israel was killing Palestinians in order to use their organs, a charge Israel denied and called anti-Semitic. Of course they did. Because remember, anti-Semitism, any form of hate speech, is when truth aligns with the stereotype. So, you know, sorry, teacher, you got destroyed by Stop Anti-Semitism, which was one of the main characters featured in my Eighth Front War, is that really creepy looking lady with the Lord Farquaad haircut, and the face looks like it was carved out of marble. I shouldn't say carved out of marble. That makes it sound good. She looks like a monster. I don't know, however you want to phrase that. She looks like a freaking monster. Her face looks like a fake face. It looks like a mask made out of stone, I think is what I'm trying to say here. And, you know, she's going, if anybody questions us, we will hunt them down. We will destroy their lives next time they try to look for a job, next time they try to look for a nanny, next time they get a date, we'll be in their way. So good job. You know, you got another one. Well done. Of course, she was telling the truth. She's a humanitarian that doesn't like the fact that Israel routinely harvests Palestinians' organs like butchers selecting slices of meat. But you're not allowed to say that, according to Stop Anti-Semitism, the self-appointed Jewish overlords that don't like you telling the truth about things. Volunteers patrol Lag BoOmer bonfires to rescue animals from flames. Air pollution, as Israelis kindled Lag BoOmer bonfires on Sunday, some for the second night in a row, 19-year-old Shahar Liani and her legion of volunteers were on the lookout for anyone hurling innocent animals into the blaze. For the sixth year in a row, Liani and volunteers around Israel were leading patrols to, quote, stop the horrific phenomenon of burning animals on Lag BoOmer. According to her Facebook event page. This year, the group recruited hundreds of people to join the effort, with nearly 900 signing up to observe bonfires and save animals from abuse. Every year, we encounter dozens of cases of puppies and kittens being thrown into bonfires during the Lag BoOmer bonfires, the event says. In previous years, we managed to save dozens of animals and give them a better life. Liani first learned about this phenomenon, an unexplained act of abuse popular among teenagers, when she was in sixth grade at Ramat Gan. A boy in her class that year told her about people who burned a dog in their holiday bonfire, she recalled. I researched and clarified this, and I understood that this is a widespread phenomenon. It happens a lot. Okay, so that's just probably another anti-Semitic claim, right? Like a true one. One of those true anti-Semitic claims that apparently is part of their religious celebrations. They have bonfires that they hurl live cats and dogs into to watch them burn to death, I guess. So, I mean, I don't know. You can call that whatever you want. I call it sickeningly evil and, for some reason, normalized in the state of Israel. It really goes on and on. So, like, when I say this stuff, I'm just like, we're going to war with Iran for these people. We're going to war with Iran for people who don't just not share our values. have values that are so at odds with ours, it's comparing heaven and hell. These aren't even in the same dimension, actually. And we are going to go to war for them, okay? U.S. sending its largest warship to the Middle East. But it's not just, you know, in the Middle East that we'll be fighting for them. Here in America, our government is happy to do their fighting against us, the average American people, that don't want to be subject to a bunch of, I don't know, kitten-burning psychopaths. And I've talked about this a little bit. We have kind of an update to it. Last year, there was an unlicensed biolab found in California that was run by a Chinese fugitive who'd been caught performing forbidden medical experiments in Canada, got away somehow, fled to America, and opened up multiple unlicensed biolabs that had things like humanized mice and weaponized Ebola in like unmarked jars in some decrepit warehouse in Southern California. So they arrest this guy. They clear out the bio lab, the illegal bio lab manufacturing weapons on American soil run by a Chinese communist. But they don't search any of his other properties. And in the year between him being arrested for running a bioweapon lab in Southern California in January 2026, he made over 450 calls to one of his properties and one of the property managers, an Israeli guy, who was himself running a bio lab in an Airbnb property that he had. And the person that he paid to clean the property accidentally went into his garage bio lab and almost died from breathing in the fumes there. The first responders that went to investigate the lab themselves had to be hospitalized and nearly died from what this guy was making. And apparently this just went on. The bio lab guy that was arrested made over 450 jailhouse phone calls to this other person. They never felt like investigating that. That's like two phone calls a day to this guy who was running an illegal bioweapons lab for a year. They don't even investigate it, never look into it, never even checked the properties owned by the Chinese fugitive bioweapon lab running guy, which, and people are like, it's, why are you covering up for the Israelis? No, it was literally a Chinese Communist Party funded bio lab in Southern California. Now, the latest one in Nevada was owned by the same guy, but it was being run by his quote unquote property manager, who was an Israeli guy. Now, that Israeli guy has now been released by a judge who happens to be a dual citizen Israeli also. Same thing happened with Tom Alexandrovich when he was busted in Nevada of trying to solicit underage prostitution. And he was immediately let go and went back to Israel and won't be extradited, again by another judge in Nevada who happens to be a dual citizen with Israel. It's a little bit suspicious. So they let this guy go. A Nevada judge releases property manager tied to the Las Vegas biolab. U.S. Magistrate Judge Alanya Yucha released Ori Solomon, 55, on personal recognizant bond, ordering him to surrender his passport and stay within the continental United States. Well, that's different. They didn't even do that for old Tom Alexandrovich. And this is all tied in together because y'all might not remember, but Tom Alexandrovich, the Israeli cybersecurity expert that was arrested soliciting underage prostitution and then allowed to flee back to Israel, he was actually in charge of a program called the Cyber Dome program. That's a trick, basically. It's a very obvious trick to basically give over control of cybersecurity for every Western country and have it just managed by Israel entirely. So I'll report on that on the other side, because that appears to be exactly what the American government is helping them with.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Final segment for this Sunday broadcast for this Sunday Night Live takes over. We've got some very interesting new Epstein files to look at. And we'll do that in just a second. But there's some other things. I got a little distracted, just hating Hillary Clinton so viscerally. Forgot to point out, how utterly wrong she was. This is from The Atlantic. The tide goes out on youth gender medicine. As the shaky evidence base for youth gender medicine has become better known, activists have retreated to an argument from authority. Never mind the CAST report, whose findings resulted in the closure of Britain's leading youth gender clinic. Never mind the study by a leading American practitioner showing that the treatment she championed did not improve minors' mental health. Never mind reports that some adolescents were being put on a medical pathway after only a single clinic visit. For advocates, the important thing to remember was that gender-affirming care for minors, puberty blockers and hormones, plus surgery in rare cases, was endorsed by all of the major American medical associations. Doctors agree, proclaimed the ACLU. Gender-affirming care is life-saving care. GLAAD declared that, quote, every major medical association and leading world health authority supports health care for transgender people and youth. Fired up by the Republican, quote, war on trans kids, a.k.a. war for truth, war for children, war against a bunch of psychopaths who somehow hijack the medical industry to mutilate children on the basis of their implanted mental illness. Sorry, you want to change the way, like, we'll keep reading here. It's not that much longer. Fired up by the Republican war on trans kids and naturally deferential to institutional authority, Democrats have tended to echo this line. Yeah, the unthinking morons tended to propagate the very same propaganda that they were subject to. What a surprise. Do you know why it's important that InfoWars be here? That we have an archive that goes all the way back to the mid-2000s, explaining what the purpose of the transgenderism phenomenon was and how utterly fraudulent it was. These people want to act like we're all just learning this together. What this really represents is a staggering admission of malfeasance. These people, because they want to act like, wow, okay, we're a little bit wrong. They didn't just make recommendations. They made demands. They threatened to take children away from their parents for not going along with this. I don't even know if it's possible to calculate the amount of damage these people did with these lies. And you really have to ask yourself, how did they get away with it for so long? How is it that the American Pediatric Institute and the American Heart Institute and every single American pediatrician group went along with this ridiculous, outrageous, self-evidently false lie? How did they do that? How did they achieve that? And to what end? And to what purpose? Because these people weren't fooled. They didn't think what they were doing was right and good. Are you kidding me? Oh, there's a 7-year-old with mental health problems. I know. Let's give him puberty blockers and chop his dick off. Nobody ever thought this was a good idea. These people are evil monsters that thought it was fun to trick you into doing it yourself. So this admission is not going to fly. You're not the one telling us this. We've known this. We've been telling you this for 10 years and more at this point. And you have silenced us and pushed this with everything you've got. You are responsible for the mutilation and destruction of God only knows how many innocent children. We're not just going to forgive and forget. We need to find the people that did this and that pushed this lie and punish them. We need to find the people that used whatever institutional authority they had to trick everybody else into going along with this. I don't understand how we ever got to this point. Genuinely, at no point in the entire process did anybody from the American Civil Liberties Union or GLAAD or the American Pediatric Association, nobody with experience with children, medical experience, nobody had the balls to just say, this is ridiculous, we're not doing it. Nobody. Everybody was cowed by whatever bullshit they were pushing about, oh, loving everybody and everybody needs to be, you know, celebrated for who they really are. Meanwhile, they're just like, yes, I love injecting little boys with estrogen and making them grow breasts. It's like, you absolute psychotic freaks. Deserve to live your lives long and prosperous. At a 2023 Congressional Subcommittee hearing on pediatric gender medicine, the ranking Democrat, Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania, declared that, quote, gender-affirming care is safe and effective and, quote, supported by every major medical association, groups that collectively count more than 1.3 million doctors as members. It's not up for debate, she said. In line with this, Joe Biden's administration lobbied to remove age minimums from the industry standards of care. Now, it doesn't matter if you are pretending like you thought that was a good idea at the time. When are we going to bring these people up on charges? When are we going to charge the doctors that did this with a capital crime and carry out the punishment. When are we going to get to that point? This admission, it's not good enough. I'm telling you, there's I don't know if there's ever been something so just utterly fallacious and yet somehow wormed its way into our institutions, and they think they can just go, oh, yeah, never mind. Never mind. No, we just obliterated the self-confidence of a generation of children. We just indoctrinated millions of children into this psychopathy and then put them on a medical track to be patients for life of the pharmaceutical industry, never being able to experience sexual satisfaction, never being able to have children, literally ruining the lives of countless children because of their ridiculous and insane lies. And now they expect to just say sorry? You can say sorry as your last words before your head goes through the loop, as far as I'm concerned. Do we not understand what this means, what this was about, what they did, and how The Atlantic in particular, the article, the magazine that wrote this, was one of the main players in justifying this and demonizing anybody speaking out against it? Like, how many... I don't know. It really is... It's not... It's not a question of, like, do these people think that they're doing the right thing? Every single thing they do has nothing but negative consequences. What are we talking about? Every single time, the exact same thing happens over and over and over. These monumental retards come out with something flagrantly at odds with the most basic human observation of reality. And everybody goes along with it. Inexplicably, everybody just adopts it. It's crazy. And every time, for some reason, people like me and Alex Jones and InfoWarriors are the only ones going, what the hell are you talking about? It's just self-evidently retarded. There doesn't even need to be a discussion. And I'm not just talking about transgenderism, even though that is maybe the superlative example. COVID-19, shutting down schools, wearing masks, injecting yourself with the poison. Every time, it's the same damn process. We're going through it right now with Iran. Right now. Inexplicably. They're saying war with Iran is a good thing. They're not even making an argument. They're not even trying to convince us. And we're just sitting here going, this is stupid. This is bad. We shouldn't do this. They're going to do it. It's going to be a catastrophe. And they're going to come back a decade later and say, well, we never knew. They did it with COVID. They did it with mass immigration. They did it with transgenderism. They did it with the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war. Like, what do we have to do? How many times do we have to be right before just some amount of people in some position of power learns to just think for themselves? It really is just beyond description. It just keeps happening over and 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 over. Yeah, Hillary Clinton blasts mass deportation. Says, you know, boasts the Democrats have done more deportations than Trump at a Munich security conference. Oh, wow, really? Wait a second. You're telling me it wasn't a good idea to bring in a million cavemen and then put them on welfare for the next four generations while lowering our academic standards to the level that they can compete at? That wasn't a good idea? What? How come nobody told us? Honestly, it's just like, what the hell, y'all? What do we have to do? How many times do we have to be proven right? Because in some cases, you can't turn these things around. I mean, you can't repair the children that you've broken. You can't fix the permanent injuries you've done to people that believed your lies. That, you know, can't be undone. You can't give children back a year of their lives or 2 years of their lives that you stole from them during COVID. That's gone forever. There's no going back from that. Then look into things like climate change. Climate change, just ubiquitous. Everywhere it's applied, there's nothing but negative consequences, and they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Now, you cannot take back sulfuric acid that you spray into the air to block out the sun. You can't take that back. The things they're doing now, you can't take back. So we have to stop them. So like, and they're never going to admit that they're wrong. And we don't have to argue with them. Like, that's what I'm sick of, is like having to argue with people that are so self-evidently wrong and proven wrong over and over and over again. Like, where are any Western authorities anywhere? Honestly. We'll get to some breaking Epstein stories here, but I think this is important. Let's go to clip number four here. Benjamin Netanyahu announces that Israel and the United States have signed a major artificial intelligence cooperation agreement, which is bad. This is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. We showed a experiment on the war room on Thursday. People done studies. AIs that are being programmed to determine whether or not you get a loan from a bank are secretly being programmed to not give loans to Christians. And they did an experiment where they put in two applications that were identical, exactly the same, letter for letter, except one said that the person is Christian, the other said the person is Hindu. The AI, without explaining its reasoning, right, you just put in, you go, here's the application, do we give them the loan? They come out, don't give the loan to the Christian, give the loan to the Hindu. No to the Christian, yes to the Hindu. The difference? Just that. Just the Hindu or the Christian. Just their religion. That was the only thing that changed. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand that, like, they're rolling this stuff out and the people using the AI are not the ones programming the AI and have no idea what sort of clandestine manipulation is being done internally for the AI? So you're going to go to a bank, you're going to put your application forward, the bank, the teller, whoever it is going to enter it into the machine. The machine is going to be biased against you, reject your loan, but not tell you why. It's just going to say no. So that bank employee is going to take your application, feed it to the machine, go, sorry, you've been rejected. They have no idea why. They can't justify it. It's the machine. It's a calculator. It just, you know, comes out with the answer. You don't know that internally in the AI, they are literally being programmed to be biased against you. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand this is being rolled out at scale? That there's not going to be a bank that doesn't employ an AI to run through applications? And there's not an AI company that is not infested with these psychotics that are using their position as programmers of the AI to embed their own biases in an effort to destroy Western civilization? And now we're signing an agreement with Israel, who is the number one practicer of this manipulation. Let's go to the video. Clip number four, Benjamin Netanyahu announcing this amazing cooperation with the beautiful, lovely country of Israel. Let's watch.
Because Israel is a powerful engine. It's a juggernaut on innovation and technology that is changing the world. About 10 years ago, I said that Israel will be among the top three cyberpowers in the world. I was wrong. Well, I was right, but it's number two. Israel, tiny Israel, 10 million people, receives more foreign investments in cyber tech than any other country in the world except the United States. I'm talking about absolute numbers. That's what we did in 10 years. Guess what? We're going to do exactly the same thing in AI. We just signed a major agreement with the United States on AI cooperation. We're going to do the same thing in quantum. This is our advantage, and we pursue it with a vengeance. Israel is a very strong country coming out of the war. Coming out of the war, strong economically, strong militarily, strong technologically, and we intend to be a lot stronger. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I believe, oh, and by the way, the United States just issued a Security Council memorandum, and it described its vision of regional alliances and anchor countries, and it called Israel, you know, the model ally. The model ally.
Yeah, it's because a bunch of Israelis run America. Duh. Like, we love Israel. They're all wearing Israeli flags. They all plan to flee there when America collapses. Once they collapse it on purpose. Benjamin Netanyahu has declared war on us. In no uncertain terms. If you've seen the Eighth Front War, you've seen it. But he does it over and over and over again. Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring war on America and celebrating how they are now going to be indelibly tied into our cybersecurity and our AI that we're the best at. And like, we can go over the fact that like basically every big tech company in America has been thoroughly infiltrated from the very beginning by Israeli intelligence. Like, they've had this operation operating for a very long time. How do you think AI is going to, you think it's going to be a truth machine? Do you think it's going to be unbiased, or do you think it's going to be embedded with the most heinous and despicable lies the world's ever heard? And this has been going on for a long time. This is not anything new. They're announcing this like it's some big, you know, major agreement. When I started looking into Tom Alexandrovich last year, when he was arrested as a pedophile in America and then let go, by a Jewish judge so he could flee back to Israel. And it kept saying he's a cybersecurity expert and said he is the head of this program called the Cyberdome. And it's Israel going around to other countries and saying, you know, we're really good at cyber defense. Why don't we do your cyber defense for you? And so now Germany and America and all the Five Eyes countries, New Zealand, Australia, UK, Canada, America, we have all signed on to the Cyber Dome Initiative, which means that our cybersecurity is run by the genocidal psychopaths in Israel. Why? Because we're falling for it, I guess. Because we're all idiots? I don't know. Because the people in charge of our country are either Israelis or complete, utter moron slaves of the Israelis. That's the only reason I could possibly imagine why America would want to outsource our cybersecurity to our enemies in Israel. Germany plans, quote, cyber dome to counter digital threats. Germany plans to develop a cyber dome to counter digital threats more effectively, Interior Minister Alexandra Dobrindt said on Tuesday. Speaking at a news conference in Berlin, and this is from last year, so this isn't new, but Dobrindt said that the cyber dome will be partially automated system that detects, analyzes, and responds to cybersecurity, cyber attacks. Digital security is central to our national sovereignty, the minister said. The cyber dome will provide strong protections against cyber attacks. It's literally handing your cybersecurity over to Israel so they can steal all of your intellectual property, steal all of your technology, and silence anti-Semites or anybody that go against their plans for global domination. That's what that means. Speaking of the same news conference, Claudia Plattner, president of the National Cybersecurity Authority, said that despite progress in cybersecurity, German government institutions, businesses, and infrastructure remain targets of both criminal groups and state actors. So they're going to have to bring in the experts / pedophiles from Israel to take care of it for them. U.S., Israeli cyber forces build partnership, interoperability during Cyberdome 7. So they've been running this program called Cyberdome, where we invite Israelis to join forces. At Georgia Cyber Center in the banks of Savannah River here, Israeli and U.S. military cyber units train together on defeating threats in the information dimension. Of course, the threats against us are not the same as the threats against them. And often the threats against them are us, Americans, speaking out against them. I'm not even like exaggerating or anything. Let's go to clip number 17. Netanyahu is declaring war against the West, and he's trying to lead all of the non-white people in a crusade to destroy white people. He's literally saying it. Let's go to the video.
I say to you in front of these vilifications, do not cower. Do not bend. Do not bow your head. Fight back. Because people respect those who respect themselves. And the minorities that fought back, whether it's the blacks or the gays or women, they fought back. And what we have to do as Jews, both here in Israel and in the various Jewish communities around the world, beginning with the United States, is to fight back. Silence will not help. Looking askance will not help. Fight back. That's what I tell you. That's what I tell young Jewish students that I meet. I'm very proud of them when I meet them.
Now you got to fight back. Yeah. So am I taking this out of context? Sounds to me like Benjamin Netanyahu just instructed all of the Jewish people in America to fight America. Am I the crazy one here? And he's going to be in charge of our cybersecurity, and we're going to war with Iran on his behalf and under his instruction and by his demand. You think I'm lying again? I mean, he keeps saying this stuff out in the open. So I don't know if I'm the only one hearing it. Clip number 13 here, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's the one that provided the negotiation for America and Iran. Let's watch.
But I said that if a deal is to be reached, it should have several components. Several components that we believe are important not only for the security of Israel, but for the security of the world. The United States, the region, the world. The first is that all enriched material has to leave Iran. The second is that there shall be no enrichment capability. Not stopping the enrichment process, but dismantle the equipment.
All right, whatever. I'm done listening to this dumbass. Yeah, Israel stole nuclear weapons from us and have had them secretly for like 60 years. They should be wiped off the earth. They're in violation of every law they claim to uphold. They're the biggest liars the world has ever seen. They've been carrying out a genocide in the open view of the world the last 2 years. And now they're announcing that they instructed us what negotiation tactics to use with Iran, knowing that they were impossible to meet because they want to get America to fight their war for them. My question is, once we fight Iran for them, what need do they have of us? And now Benjamin Netanyahu is telling all of the Jewish Americans to fight America, to fight back against America. Would he tell the Chinese the same thing, I wonder? Would he give the same speech to China that he gives to America, only about America instead of Iran? If we defeat Iran for him, will he use China to defeat America for him? I don't think these questions are unreasonable. I think they're actually very pertinent because they keep talking about how they're at war with us while simultaneously taking over our critical infrastructure with the help of traitors in the U.S. Congress. Bills on U.S.-Israel defense cooperation introduced in both houses of Congress by the traitors that claim to represent us. Stay tuned, folks. Sunday Night Live in 1 minute. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. 50% off. Right there, baby.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.